Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How are your pranks? You have a good prank? Let's go to prank court. Because some pranks sound funny and we're like, that was just a hate crime. Or that was just bullying. Or that was mean.
Yeah, like straight up vandalism. Mm-hmm. Or what? Oh, we spray painted my mom's car. No, that's not a prank.
This text from Albany. This is from a dad who gets it. Our daughter is 5 and there is an older boy that has been bullying her. Her brother, 14, said, I have a funny prank to get him back. And then he explained that he knows where the kid lives, so he was going to leave a note in the mailbox that says, I know where you live. Be nicer or else. I explained to him, that's not a prank. That's called a crime.
That's a threat. Yeah, that's a threat.
That's the struggle where some people have. Now, he's 14. That's understandable. But there are times where people are like, oh, I pranked him good. What did you do? I hit him in the back with a 2x4.
Right,
he didn't even know it was coming. Yeah.
But if you do, I mean, the one about putting a note in the mailbox, if you do it with the magazine cutout letters, then it's just a craft.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, true.
It is pretty crafty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's definitely how the police would say it. Well, you're the victim of a nice scrapbook.
Yeah.
Well, I did it as a decoupage.
All right, this one made me laugh just looking at it. Gerald in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan listening on K-Rock. Gerald, what was your prank? We would like to judge it, please.
So we had an airbag out of an old car. And we put it in a cooler. We put a bag of flour on the top of it. We made it so the lid, when you open the lid, it would set the airbag off. So we left it on the porch for somebody to open. And we had some friends coming over and told them, hey, grab me a drink out of that cooler. But one buddy in my house, he knew about it. And he goes, no, that's bad idea. Do not grab him a beer out of that cooler. And he goes, do not open that cooler. And I'm like, okay, maybe it is a bad idea. So we opened it with a snow shovel. And it blew the lid sky high.
You killed someone.
Probably broke her neck at least. But
you could recover sometimes
now,
from that.
The reason I was so excited is because I used to want to do a stunt all the time, and I was so ignorant or naive about it. I said I would do it too. I thought we should all do it, and that is sit in a car. And then listeners get to hit the car with a sledgehammer until the airbag goes off. And I didn't know that they went off with such power that it would break your nose and give you burns. I just thought it'd be like, ha-ha, balloon hit my face.
Yeah, it's supposed to save your life, not your face. Like,
no, but the lid was on hinges, and it took the hinges and everything.
Oh, that's a lot of explosive power there.
I've seen videos of that where people get their buddy to sit on a certain cushion on the couch. And they don't know, but underneath the cushion, they've put the airbag. So as soon as they sit down, somebody else, taps the positive and negative together, and they fly up and hit the ceiling.
Like
a full-grown human.
Ceiling's doing that. Mm-hmm.
Do you kind of wish they'd have done it?
No.
Okay, good. I thought you might say yes. That would have been bad.
So,
all right. I'm glad nobody got hurt, but I'm also glad that happened. Thank you, Gerald. Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Airbags seem like a lot of fun to some of us.
Yeah.
They really do. Those videos, almost always, they were from Russia, by the way.
Yeah.
Where there was one where somebody sat on a stack of tires, and there was there was like three tires, and then the guy sat on it, and the tires were on like a piece of wood over top of the airbag, and it still shot the tires and the guy everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, Russia. Is there anything they can't do? Shay joins us. Hi, Shay. What was your prank?
I pulled a diabolical prank on my 15-year-old that he still talks about to this day at 21.
Okay.
So I told him that a lady at my work brought her daughter in, and the daughter saw his pictures on my desk and thought he was really cute and wanted him to have her number. So I give him her number, which was actually the phone number to a rejection hotline. And he was so mad about it that he still gives me crap about it to this day. Almost every time he makes a visit.
He's 15. His immediately he had a havesie when you told him that. He didn't even see the girl. He's like, I've got a havesie. And then he calls it all his hopes in the world. And it's like, you got suckered. You're a loser. Did he come back and go, wait, there really was a girl, right? I think she gave me a number.
He did. And I was like, sorry, kiddo. That was just mom pulling a prank on you.
Being horrendously cruel.
You know, just ruining, you know, messing with your emotions.
It's a great prank. That means you have a good relationship.
You're sad, heightened sense.
I am.
You don't know they have a good relationship. He might never have a good relationship ever in his life.
Well, he won't take it for granted, will he, Hot Wings?
Yeah.
Thank you, Shay.
Well, I have to say, he's getting married next year, so there we go.
To a real gal?
Oh, man, that's pretty
young. A real gal.
Thank you, Shay.
Okay. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
All right.
No one else is on board. I'm the only one that signs off on that one.
I like it. I think it's funny.
I think you have to know your kid.
You do have to know your kid.
Like, I have, like, thinking of my six, I know a couple that I think would be able to laugh about that, and then I know others that it would have been devastating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, she said that he still lives in the basement and just complains about women on the internet all the time. Then I'd be like, oh, that prank may have gone a little too far. I might have messed him up.
Yeah. Right? But he might, I mean, but we don't know all the details. I mean, she might be on board and he might be committed to marrying a bundt cake. Like, we don't know. Like, he might have been really messed up.
You are not going to be down with this next one. Okay. I mean, maybe you will. What do I know? Ryan in Pennsylvania. Ryan, what was your prank?
So when we were 13 or 14 years old, we used to play pickup football at a grade school. While right above it, there was a hill that was used for cross-country training. So my friends and I thought it would be a great idea to prank them. I guess it wasn't really much of a prank, but set some booby traps on the course and basically dug holes, put leaves over them so they couldn't be seen.
Jesus,
put a rock on the other side of
their
it.
Legs.
Yeah, we had a lot of twisted ankles coming down while we were playing flag football or tackle football.
Oh, if somebody did that to my kid or me at that age, I would have wanted to beat their asses.
Nobody knew it was us. We still played football while they were coming down, sitting beside us with their hurt ankles.
Do you feel a little bad now based on what we're hearing?
Oh, terribly. Yeah, terrible.
Oh, God,
yeah.
You should.
Because that's one of those things at 13, you're like, ha, 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 they'll never run right.
Did any of you ever, seriously, you break your ankle or twist it once and it's never
sprained ankles stay forever.
Did you ever get yourself like accidentally run and twist your own ankle on your own prank?
No, but my friend's dad got it while cutting his grass. My friend used to set booby traps in his yard.
Oh, my God. I would want to punch that kid.
Yeah, I'd be real.
I wouldn't, but I'd want to.
Furious.
Thank you, Ryan.
One,
is your friend a Scooby-Doo villain? Like,
I know, right? Like, let's just set booby traps everywhere. Busted ankles are funny.
Jessica in New York. Hi, Jessica. What is the prank?
A few years ago, I downloaded one of those apps where you can create a fake phone number.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted my boyfriend, now husband, from it and said that he had subscribed to Llama Images Daily. So every day for about a month, I would send him llama facts and llama pictures from that number.
Was it driving him crazy?
Yeah, he would text me and say, like, I'm still getting these text messages. I don't know where they're coming from. And I would play along and be like, what are they sending you? And he would send me screenshots. Like, one of them was Obama llama, and it had, like, Obama's face on a llama.
He's probably replying stop in all caps every day. Yeah.
Reporting
unsubscribe,
it.
Unsubscribe.
Yeah. Calling the phone company, calling Apple, whomever does the phone.
Yeah, so I would say text stop to unsubscribe, and he would text stop, and I would say, thank you for subscribing to our premium membership. And that's when he was also on his dad's phone plan, and I was saying that he was being charged for these text messages, and I got his dad involved as well. So his dad would text him and say, why am I getting charged $20 a month for some llama images or whatever? So yeah, we got him pretty good.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
That's really funny.
If my wife didn't listen to this show, she would be joining the llama club too.
That's really funny.
Thank you, Jessica. That is fantastic. That is really good.
Yeah, that's
and
good
notice,
one.
No one was harmed.
Yeah, for real.
No serious injuries.
Like, And then when he was most upset about it, we stabbed him in his kneecap.
He's had 6 or 7 concussions. Hilarious.
Though I did laugh at those two. Justin in Nashville. Hi, Justin. What is the prank that you did that you would like to go to prank court with?
Actually, it's Dustin.
Oh, Dustin.
Okay, Dustin, please.
I lived with my sister and my brother-in-law for a while, and one night I woke up in the middle of the night to go smoke, and I went in the kitchen and opened up all the cabinets and stacked up chairs just for a prank because everybody believed in ghosts. So I went back to sleep. I woke up the next morning, and he was freaking out. swearing we had a poltergeist, and I never told him it was me. So 10 years later, he's still telling this story. Every time we get drunk, every time we go out, he's telling this story, and I never told him it was me until one night, 10 years later, when I was drinking, I finally told him.
Was he relieved or mad?
He was surprised and pissed off.
Yeah, little of both. Little of both. Well done. Yeah, thank you, Dustin. Yeah. That's a good one, especially if you know someone's like highly receptive to that idea, like Maitland. like if you could do it without Maitland knowing, that would be like, and then like for a decade getting to hear them tell that story and you're like, that didn't really happen. That's a tough spot to be in, like Dustin was, because you're like, well, I don't want to tell them because I want this to keep happening, but also, oh, you don't know how clever I was. Right?
Yeah, of course.
1-800-947-3979.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.